Okay, today's daf Membez. I'm sorry again if there's been some trouble with the website. I've gotten a number of emails. I hope it's fixed or is in the process of being fixed as soon as possible. But we are on Mem Aleph Amebez towards the bottom. And we are in the sukkah, the beginning of the second paragraph of Kiddushin. So just in, I gave shir on Zekas Kiddushin in the second paragraph a few years ago. I think there were 10 sukkahs that we did on daf Membez. So it took us about 3 months. We'll have to do it in 50 minutes today. So as much as we could do, we will try to do. So just one thought that we didn't get to mention yesterday was the line of Rabbi Yochanan on Mem Aleph Amud Beis. About two-thirds of the way down, Rabbi Yochanan said, the Gemara discussed why do you need a pasuk to exclude Eved Va'akum from Shlichus? Why isn't it a svara? Because they're ain't a betoras. They're not included in Gittin V'Kiddushin. So Mara answered, you're right, and therefore, what would be the Havamina about Goy more than Eved? But the actual line of Rabbi Yochanan was that ain't ha Eved nasa shliach lekabel get miad baila shel isha. And Eved can't be a shliach lekabala because she's ain't a betoras. She's not included in Gittin V'Kiddushin, and Eved Kanani is not included. The Ritva here says, don't make any diyukim that Rabbi Yochanan specifically discusses a shliach lekabalah, the shliach of the woman, and Eved is excluded from both. Right? Well, what's the difference? Says the Ritva in a line that he's obviously just alluding to something deeper. Hu adin she'ino nasa shliach leholacha demai shna. What would be the difference? He's obviously saying maybe somebody does think there's a difference. Even though it's balkarcha, still she can make a shliach le kabbalah. But that's the Ritva. But he's alluding to the shita of the Rimigash. The shita of the Rimigash, quoted in the Ran and others in Maseches Gittin, says that an eved cannot be a shliach le kabbalah specifically, as it says here. But an eved kanani can be a shliach le holacha of a husband. So what would be the difference? What would be the difference? That's the question that many deal with. How could he say that a shliach laholacha would be okay, and a shliach lekabbalah would not be? So the Avnei Miluim, the Ksos, says, you know why it would make a difference by get? Because by a shliach laholacha, basically everything happens with the get itself. The get is the davar hamagarish. So you don't need much besides that. That's why the Eved can do it, because you don't need the shliach to do so much. Even the amira that the divorcer has to say is drabanan. Aval min haTorah eino tzorach lomar klum ela get hu hamagarish. Ikar agerishin kasu baget. So lefiza nicha the Eved yachol liach shliach laholacha, because most of it's written beguf haget, and you don't need him to do anything. V'yimkein eino tzorach liyo shlucho ela leguf hanesina. He's just doing the physical act. But by a shliach laholacha, you need, by Shlil Kabbalah, the person has to be a much greater player. He has to actually accept the get, and therefore the Eved will not be able to play that role. The other answer that I think we've mentioned in the past is that an idea from a number of Achronim, and that is maybe there's a difference between Gittin and Kiddushin and how the processes work. By a Kiddushin, nothing happens before the Kiddushin. Nothing happens. The Baal decides to get married, the wife decides to get married, and they can have all the decisions up until the moment of the Maisa Kiddushin. Halachically, nothing has taken place. No halachas kick in, nothing, up until the Maisa Kiddushin. It's focused on that one moment. But there are a number of sources that reflect and point to the fact that by Gerushin, the focus is not just the act. Maybe the act is the final step of the process, but a lot has to do with the ready, with the husband's decision to divorce his wife, with the writing of the get itself. Those have halachic significance. Finally, the climax of that, the tragic climax, is the giving of the get. But really, a lot happens beforehand. That's what you have in Maseches Gittin. We had a Daf Yud Ches. Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Shimon says the literal words of the Gemara: Kivin shenasav einav legarsha ein lo peros. Once he decides to divorce his wife, he no longer eats payrus and minichsei maluk of her property. Some say, no, it doesn't mean literally. It means from ksivas haget. But even if it's ksivas haget, even if it's writing of the get, it's somewhat earlier. We have the amazing Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara talks about the Totranus. It was the Totranus. A man was told that his wife can't smell. He was told, oh, your wife can't smell anything. So he says, really? So he took her into a churva to check her out. And he asked her, you smell any radish here? Smell any onions here? And she knew that he was testing her out, so she started being sarcastic. And all of a sudden, the house falls down, and the woman dies. The woman dies. The house falls on the house. So says the Gemara, "Hovelo nichnas achareha elo labodka mesa eno yarsha." Right? Since he went in to check her out, if she had this mum or not. So therefore, he doesn't yarshin her. What do you mean he doesn't yarshin her? They're not divorced. He was just thinking about it. Says the Rashbam. Said the Rashbam there. No. Kiva shehayu b'day to lagarshim. So enabalas mum. The ubetokach mesa eino zochav yerusha. Unbelievable. Umehacha shamina. The Rashbam continues that if a woman dies, machmas ktata. That if they're in a major argument, sheish b'day to lagarsha, and the husband has already decided to divorce her, shuv eino yarsha. No difference between this case and a case of ktata. The Marshal says, if they're in a discussion of ktata, the Avshal Shlomo there, Baal Basra, says that there's no avelus. He says, how could you have shiva? Somebody you're about to divorce. Again, so we might not paskin like any of these shitos, but at least they reflect the fact that once that gerushin is a front-heavy process, that a lot has to do with the decision of the husband to divorce. After all, it's Baal Karcha. The woman's ratzon isn't even needed. And it's not just focused on the maisa. So if all that is true, and a number of other rayas also, that if you want to look in Rav Shechter Sefer and Eretz HaTzvi, on page Kuf Ayin Dalad, he talks more about this. But all this points to the fact that the gerushin is not just focused on the maisa, so maybe that's the pshat of the Rimi Gash. Because what does the Rimi Gash say? That the eved could be a shliach laholacha for the husband and not for the woman? Because by the husband, a lot has happened already. What has happened already? So what is the shliach l'alacha doing? Not much. So that's why he's able to do it. Masha'enke by the woman, shliach l'kabbalah, not so much has happened from her point of view, or even a shliach l'alacha by kiddushin will not be good enough, according to this svara. So that's why, that's the svara for the Rimi Gash. Okay, so that was just finishing up, something from yesterday. So what did we say yesterday? We mentioned itzrich, that we need the pasuk by excluding an eved, because you might have thought, excluding guy, because you might have thought an eved is not included at all. But a guy, since he could give his own truma, then you would say he could even be the shliach of a Jew. Kamash malon. We said tarnas up. That's why we say he's allowed to. He's not allowed to be a shliach, and that's why you need a pasuk. Ulu Reb Shimon. Let's start with that. Ulu Reb Shimon de patar ditznan. But according to Reb Shimon, who says that if a non-Jew takes off truma from his own field, it's not truma. The Tana, as the Mishnah says, there in trumas. Trumas ovid kochavim midamas. The Tana Kama holds that the truma of a non-Jew creates meduma. Meduma means truma and chulin mixed up together. So if you have truma of an akum, it is considered truma. V'chayavan al chomesh. And also, if a zar eats the truma b'shogeg, he is chayav to not only pay the whole principle, but even add on 25%. Chomesh. For Reb Shimon Poter, Reb Shimon Poters, meaning Reb Shimon says, no, a non-Jew's truma is not called truma. Why? Reb Shimon says that the akum, getting the produce ready, meiruach ovdei kochavim, is not chayav in truma, meaning there's a ptur if a non-Jew does it. So therefore, ask the Gemara, tem gamatem lamali. Again, what was the original question yesterday that we said? We're going through every context in halacha. How do you know shlichus by Karban Pesach? How do you know shlichus by truma? How do you know shlichus by getting the kiddushin? So at the end we said, how do you know shlichus by truma? You don't need it. You know it from the other two. So what do you use the pasuk for by truma? To exclude non-Jews. So now we say, according to Reb Shimon, what do you need the pasuk for? It's a svara. It's a svara. They're not included. They're not included, but they're not Torah's getting truma. So therefore, what do you need the pasuk for? So we're back to that question. So Yisrach, no, you still need a pasuk to exclude a non-Jew from being a shliach by truma. Salkadai dachamina, I might have said, ho'o va'amar mar, since I know, it said we have a drasha, atem v'lo arisen, atem, you could be mafret shuma, but not your sharecropper cannot take off shuma for you, atem v'lo shutvin, you and your partner cannot take off shuma for you without your knowledge, atem v'lo aputrapis. You, the Yarshim, inheritors can take off Truma and not an Aputrapis. What's an Aputrapis? An Aputrapis is a legal guardian that's appointed either by the father before he dies or by Beis Din. Two different types of Aputrapis. Aputrapis takes care of the estate of the Yarshim. So there's a price that says an Aputrapis is not allowed to take off Truma. Atem lo atar meshena shalo. You and nobody can take it off instead of you. Why can't I take off somebody else's truma? I know they're going to want to eat their field when they get back today. So I'll go be mafresh truma for them. And then they'll come home. And they'll come home and be able to eat their truma. So why can't I take off truma for them? Zachin la'adam shalom b'fanav. We're going to talk about that later. So the Rashba explains, but it's made famous by the Rashba, made by the Ksos. No, taking off truma for somebody is zachin me'adam shalom b'fanav. Not zachin la'adam. You're taking some of their stuff for them. That's zachin la adam. That's zachin me adam. So we have no source that you could do that without their knowledge. giving something to somebody, fine. Even if it's good for them, because now their produce is not tevel anymore, but still that's zachen me adam, not zachen la adam. And that we don't have a source for. So it says so you have all these drushos that only you and not are reshutif apuchapis inushalo, ema atembalo shluchachem. So you might have said also that you and not your shliach, you and not your shliach, your shliach cannot be mafreshuma, kamash balon. That's why you need a specific pasuk to teach me by truma, even though in theory truma could have been learned out from Karban Pesach, from Gittin V'Kiddushin, but still I might have said no shlichus by truma, because you see all these other people cannot be mafresh truma for you. You might think it's a mitzvah shebagufo, you have to do it yourself. Kamash Malan, we say that it can be done through a shliach.
Does that mean that with a shliach somehow, in some ways, becomes shalom? Because we know
Shein HaShalot cannot be done. But a shliach, first of all, is with his knowledge. I could, right, if I asked you to do it, you could do it. How much, I mean, that's a general discussion in shlichos. How much is the shliach take, does he take the shoes? Is he in place of the mishalach? Is he a separate independent entity? That's a big discussion in a shlichos. There is a discussion here in the Rashba, where the Rashba has two opinions here. He also has two opinions in Gittin. How literally to take the line of Atem v'lo aputrapis. You, the Yarshim, can take off Truma from your estate, but your guardian, your legal guardian, cannot take off Truma. So the Rashba here says, he has two opinions, whether this drasha should be taken literally or not. He says, let me just find it here. Where is it? Oh. He says, Yesh lefarish de drasha gemurahi. Some say this is a real drasha, meaning, Mida oraisa, the Torah is coming out of its way to tell me that an aputrapis cannot take off truma for the yarshim. There, one. Yesh lefarish de lav drasha gemurahi laputrapsin. And others say, no, it's not. Why? De yadon kiyad yisomim. Vitarminu ma'asrin dvar Torah. Velokarina beitorim she'eno shelo. This is not eno shelo. It's a derabanan, midrabanan. The aputrapis shouldn't do it, but midaraisa, and aputrapis. What's his language? The yodon kiyad yisomim v'tarim masvim dever Torah. What's the Rashba getting at here? Something that's going to come up in the next amud. But there's a big discussion in the Rishonim already. How much are aputrapsin real stand-ins for the yarshim? Right, the Bezdin or the father puts this. I'll even give you two English words: guardian or agent. Those might have two different ramifications. A guardian is a stand-in. That's a stand-in for the children. And they can act based on their behalf. And that's the second day of the Rashba. Yadam kiyad yisomim. The Torah wouldn't exclude it. This isn't Eino Shalo. They are them. Agent is a shliach. Agent is a separate entity. So maybe that's the second day of Yesh Lefarish. It's a real drasha. Because Aputrapis is also somebody else. It's not the Yarshim themselves. We'll see on the next Amud in Tosfos three other nafkaminas between how you look at an Aputrapis. But again, this is a two days. The first source quoted in the Sukkah of Aputrapis are these two days in the Rashba. They're here, and they're also the two days in Gittin Nun Beis, the same two days of the Rashba. How do you somim eat? What do you mean? How could well, it depends. If Bezdin could the Yarshim could tell them to do it. But if they're too young, then Bezin takes care of it for them. Can you go to their estate without their knowledge? We'll get to it more. You'll figure out a way. They're not going to starve. Says the Gemara, Hani Chalib Shubei Karcha. The whole discussion that we had. What did we say so far? We have a makar for shlichus that you can appoint the shliach by Gittin V'Kiddushin and by Karban Pesach and maybe by Truma. So Hanicha, the makar by Karban Pesach works according to Reb Shua ben Karcha. But El Reb Yochanan, according to Reb Yochanan, he uses the pasuk for something else. The mafik lel haikar l'drasha achrina, he uses the pasuk that we use for Karban Pesach for something else. Minalan, then how do you know shlichus by karbanos? Titanya, the Brisa says Reb Yonasan Omer. Reb Yonasan says minayin shekol yisrael kulan yotzei pesach echad. How do you know that all Jews could be yotzei with one Karban Pesach? The entire Jewish people could have one Karban Pesach. Shenemar v'shachtu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael beit Rabbayim. All Bnei Yisrael shech the Karban Pesach erev Pesach afternoon. V'chi kol akol kulam shochtin. Are they all shechting? V'anu eino shochet alechad. What do you mean? It's one per group. Not every Jew shechts. It's one per group. Ella mikan shekol Yisrael yotzei b'pesach echad. So it's a remez that really all Jews could be yotzei with one Pesach. We'll get to Rashi in a minute. But shliach b'kachim minale. So then the question is: so how do you know shliach? But it comes to kachim. If that pasuk is already used up to teach me that all Yisrael could be also with one pesach, so how do you know shlichus? The Gemara answers: minay, from it itself. meaning it's still one person shechting. Even if it's one Pesach, it's one person shechting, so there you can still know shlichus. Top Rashi. What does it mean, all b'nei Yisrael could be yotzi with one Pesach? Rashi says, afal pi she'ein bo kizayis l'kol echad. Even if not everyone gets a kizayis. D'ksavar, because this opinion quotes, holds, achilas psachim lo ma'akva, el zrikas dam l'chuda. This opinion holds, even though there are other sources which seem to say that by Karban Pesach, the ikar is achila, eating it, this opinion holds zrika. You don't have to eat so much of the Pesach. Achilas Pesach lo ma'akva. This Rashi, and the Sukkah, even the Gemara, gets into also another fascinating discussion. And that is, even if you don't have you have a kesayis, you're still yotzei. We know there's a principle called chatzi shir. Chatzi shir, half of a shir. That's a principle that's clear in the Gemara by Averos. By Averos. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin Gimel, Ayin Dalid, discusses chatzi shir, whether it's asa min haTorah or not. I know to eat a piece of treif. A kesayis of treif, that's asa daraisa, and I'm going to get malchus for it. What if I eat a half a kesayis of treif? What if I eat half a kezias of a cheeseburger? Is that an aveira from the Torah? So that's a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We paskin Rabbi Yochanan, it's also aser min haTorah. You don't get malchus, there's no punishment for less than a shear, but it's still aser daraisa. Based on one of two principles, either gzeiras hakasev of kol chelev, any amount of chelev that you eat is aser, or the svara of chazi litz tarufei. This half could combine a 5 minutes to another half. So you know that this half is significant. That's chatzi shear, that's clear in the Gemara, we paskin aser min haTorah by aveiros. The question is, what about by mitzvos? The Shvus Yaakov asks, what if I have a half a kezias of matzah? Is that meaningful to eat on Pesach? Could I make a bracha of al achilas matzah? I have to make a mosi lechem in aretz. That's brachas anenin. Any amount, any tiny amount I put in my mouth, you have to make a brachas anenin. But could I do a mitzvah, half a kezias of matzah? Is that good enough? Every Friday night, half a kezias of challah. Could I be yotze my mitzvah of suuda? So that's a big discussion in the Achronim. Whether you could be yotze a half of a kezias. And the discussion is based on a Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamed Tes, where the Gemara says that originally the lechem apanim was very blessed. Every Kohen got some lechem apanim and they were satiated. But eventually when the Kohanim Gedolim and Bnei Yisrael started sinning, so the lechem apanim was cursed, and the Gemara's lashon is v'chol kohen magia kapul. Every kohen only got a bean side of the lechem apanim. Vatsnuin moshkin es yedehem. The tsnuin stopped taking from the lechem apanim. The kohanim tsnuim. V'hagargaranim and the gluttons notzlin v'ochlin used to still take. So what does that mean that the tsnuin were moshkin es yedehem? So the Tosfos Yeshanim there says they stopped taking. Why? Because they didn't get a kezias anymore. And if they get a kezias, what was the point? That's what the Tosfos Yeshanim says. Avo kai lo hayim mitzvah achila lagamrei kivin she'ein shom ela kapul v'lo hayu svein. That's a discussion there in the Lechem Apanim. So the Maariv Chayes on that Gemara quotes the Chassam Sofer, who says, "Oh, this answers our suffix about half a kezias of matzah. So you see, there's no reason to eat a half a kezias of matzah." Afal pisha achilas kachav mitzvah b'chol zos pachas b'kezias lo havi mitzvah klal. That's what he says. You have it right here to the Shvus Yaakov. Oh. Then he quotes, though, the Chassam Sofer a little further, and he says, maybe there's a difference between different types of mitzvahs. Maybe by karbanos, the mitzvah is not for any kohen to eat it, but for the korban to be eaten. And therefore, maybe by karbanos, there should be a kiyum of eating even less than a kezias. Masha'enki, when it comes to matzah, you'll say half a kezias is meaningless, because you have to eat it. It's not that the korban has to be eaten. So that's the discussion the Chassam Sofer suggests, here quoted in the Maariv Chayes. Okay, there's more on Chatzi Shir b'Mitzvos, but we'll have to just put a little bit of it into every sugya as we go through it. Let's continue now.
Why is the Karban Pesach more of a proof than any other Karban?
Why is the Karban Pesach more of a proof?
We
just have the Pasuk by a Karban. By other Karbanas, you don't have it, you don't have the proof, because Dafka v'hikrivu, you have Pesukim, that says Shechit Akshir Bazar. Dafka by Karban Pesach, you have the Pasuk that everybody shechts. And really, not everybody shechts. You're right. Why dafka karban pesach? But that sheds light on all karbanos. So says the Gemara. So we just said that this pasuk is teaching me, but to all karbanos. So the Gemara says maybe Dani similar to your question. Medilma shani hasam. This like shudfas begavayu. Maybe only by karban pesach a shliach would work, because you know what? Everybody has shaychus to the karban directly. Everybody's like a shutef, right? They're all appointed, right? From Pesachas Pesach, and they're all appointed on the karban beforehand. So maybe only by that karban. The word says El Mehach. No, there's two pesukim on my current Pesach. V'yichu lahem ish sela beisavo sela bayis. Everybody should take and aseh a sheep for a family, a sheep for a house. And therefore you see, everybody's taking it? No, only some people are taking on behalf of everybody else in the family. So isn't that a makar for shlichus? So if a tilma hatam nami dislay shivis bakavayu, no, the Gemara says, but that's the point. Maybe Karan Pesach is unique and different. So Gemara says, Imkein Shrei Kray Lamali. So I didn't need two psukim to tell me that by Karan Pesach. Im Eino Inyan Lehecha Deshayach. So if you don't need both psukim in this context, so Tadeo Inyan Lehecha Delo Shayach. So throw one of the psukim to a place where it's not written, and therefore at least one of the psukim can be to teach me by other karbanos. Period. So they ask the Gemara, a minute, Haibi by Leila Kudu Rabbi Yitzchak. No, you still need that pasuk to exclude, to include Rabbi Yitzchak's din. To Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, what is his second pasuk that we quoted, teach me? Ish, Selave Savos. To teach me, Dar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ish Zoche, Veloa Katan Zoche. That only a Gadol could be Zoche, could get a Karan Pesach on behalf of the rest of his group, but not a Katan. So again, that pasuk is used up. So the Gemara says, no, Ahumi Ish Lavi Achlo Nafka. There are two Ishes. That's from a different pasuk. So again, one of the psukim of Ishes is open to teach me shlichus. That's something to say on this line, but in a minute. No, don't you need the word Ish to teach me that you're allowed to shech l'karan Pesach even for one person? Let's say you don't have a lot of people on a set, even for one person it's good enough. So our answer is no. Sevela kamanda amar. This we might hold like the opinion ain't shech l'Pesach al yachid. Then we don't. You don't shech the carbon just for one person because there's going to be so much leftovers. So the pasuk is open to teach me shlichus. So we had a drasha here, ish zoche velo katan zoche. An ish could be zoche on behalf of someone else, but not a katan. So there's a machlokas in mentality here between Tosfos and the Ritva. Tosfos asks an ish zoche. V'yim tomer, what do you need a pasuk for to exclude a katan? Katan's not, it doesn't have a yad in anything. Why the Tosfos, what do you need a pasuk for? Ain yad a katan. Tosfos answers, no, you might have thought here is different. Because here, what's Karan Pesach about? It's about the family. The family is appointed on the Karan Pesach. So you might have thought a katan has more standing here than he has elsewhere. Kamash Malan. The Ritva has the opposite mentality. Ish zochev lo katan zochev. So says the Ritva, even if you want to say a katan has standing elsewhere, let's say das acheres makan in other ways, but here the Torah goes along and tells you, ein katan zochev. Katan has no standing when it comes to Karan Pesach. So it's opposite mentality. So Tosa says he has more shaykhus here. The Ritva says he has less shaykhus here. How do you explain? It's machlokas. Maybe it's a machlokas. But maybe you could say it just depends how you look at it. There's a Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in Hilchos Karan Pesach. First, the Rambam. The Rambam says, let's say you have a katan that became a gadol between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Mazel tov. He became bar mitzvah during Sfira. So what's the halacha? So the halacha is he's pater from the first Karan Pesach and he brings a second. He's chayv in Pesach Sheni. He wasn't obligated by the first Karan Pesach. He becomes a gadol in the middle, so he has to go Pesach Sheni, right? Yud Dal and Iyar, he has to bring Karan Pesach. What happens, says the Rambam, if he was included in Pesach Rishon? He was included when he was a katan. Says the Rambam, Pater Milasos Pesach Sheni. He doesn't have to do Pesach Sheni. Unbelievable. Right? What do you mean? He was a katan. So how could he be Yotze? He doesn't have to. He's Pater. But if he did it, he doesn't have to do Pesach Sheni. So Reb Chaim says, you know what? Because a Kohen has no chiyuv d'oraisa to do Pesach Rishon. But if he does it, he's included. There's a kiyum. There's a kiyum hamitzvah, even though he doesn't have a chiyuv. It's still recognized by the Torah as the Katan being involved. Not per se himself, but as part of the family, as part of the klal. Because this is a different type, this isn't a chovas hayachid per se. He's included. And that's why, if it was done, it's shayach. I'll give you a mashal. Another mashal. Machlokas Rambam Ramban, we know. About davening every day, right? Is it a mitzvah d'oraisa or not? So the Rambam paskens davening every day is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Ramban says no chiyuv to daven every day. You want to, fine, but it's no chiyuv every day. So 1 second, the Emek Bracha asks on the Ramban, but we know that duchening is a mitzvah d'oraisa. It has to be done in the context of avoda b'daraisa. You can't duchen in the middle of nowhere. So how can we duchen b'zman hazeh? Right? If there's no avoda, it's not d'oraisa. So, says the Emek Bracha, no, even the Ramban would agree, even though you don't have to daven every day, but once you daven, it's a kiyum d'oraisa. It's recognized as davening every day as avoda. That's how you kaduchen. That's how you create the context. Even though there's no chiyum, there's a kiyum. So, says Reb Chaim, that's the pshat of the Ramban. But maybe one could say then that that's how a katan maybe could be better or worse here. He's better in that a katan can't do any other mitzvah, recognized d'oraisa, and here he's recognized d'oraisa in Karan Pesach. But he doesn't have his own chiyum. He's totally only part of the klal. At least in other mitzvahs, he's mechui b'drabanan himself. Mashenkin here, he has no standing as prati. So again, maybe that's a little explanation of the Tosfos and the Ritva. How could you have opposite svaras? Okay, let's continue. The Ella had Amr of Gidal Maravi Nai Shulchan Kamosa. We have another makar of Shlichus. Shenamar Hadino Shulchan Kamosa. Shenamar Venasi Echa Nasi Echa Mimate. The Nesiim, right, the princes of Bnei Yisrael, they each received the portion of Eretz Yisrael to give on behalf of their Shevet. Isn't that Shlichus? So typically Shlichus Behacha, isn't that Shlichus? Day number one of the Gemara, the Gemara says, no, but Tisbra, Shlichus who? Is that really Shlichus? Vaktanam Labanei Shlichus Ninu. What do you mean? Some of the people who received land were Ketanim. A Ketanim can't make Shlichim. So the Nesim couldn't have been Shlichim. So Ella, number two try, Ella ha, kiha de Rava Barav Huna, Dama Rava Barav Huna, Barma Rav Gidel, Amar Rav, Minayim Lezachet Ladam Shlom Bafanav. That wasn't Shlichus, it was Zachiah. How do you know you can be zochah for somebody not in front of them? Shenemar v'nasi echad, asi echad. So really, how did the Yerusha take place in Eretz Yisrael? It took place through zechiyah, not through shlichus, a different halachic mechanism. So they asked the Gemara, is that true? Could it have been through zechiyah v'tizbra, zechusi? Is it a zechus to get a portion of Eretz Yisrael? Ha-chova nami ika. There is some chova in it too. Di'ika d'nichale b'har v'nichale b'vika. What do you mean? Some like living on mountains, some like don't like living in the valleys. V'yavnichale b'vika l'nichale b'har, some like living in the valleys. Right, somebody's going to give you a present. I'm not sure if I like it so much. I don't know. I like this, I like that. So it's not total zchus. So how can you apply zechiyah zach l'adam shel b'fanav? So Gemara says, okay, forget shlichus, forget zechiyah. How did it take place? Number three, ve'ala k'derava barav huna. Dam rava barav huna, marav gidol, amarav, minayin liyasomim, shebo lach lo b'nech se'avien, shebezim amidin l'naputrapis. How do we know that if the children want to split up their father's property, that Bezdin gives them a guardian to take care of their, to help them out, lachov lezakos, to obligate them and to give them merits. The Gemara says, 1 minute, lachov amai, what do you mean to obligate them? An apotropos can only do good things. El lachov amanas lezakos, no, it means to obligate themselves, but with a greater good coming out of it. Amanas lezakos, meaning they have to sell some stuff sometimes in order to get money for them. So how do you know what's the source for apotropos? That's the Nesiim. That's the Maskana. So how did we get property from the Nesiim Eretz Yisrael? We got it through the mechanism of apotropos. Apotropos is not limited to Ketanim, but it's limited to having somebody as my agent, period. So the huge discussion here in this sugya is what? The relationship. There are two or three sugyas that where this is discussed here and above Metzia, Dafayin Aleph, and elsewhere. What is the relationship between the principles of Zechiyah and Shlichus? Pashtus of this Gemara, what do you say? Connected or not connected? Not connected. The Gemara is three different days. Shlichus, oh, that's rejected. Zechiyah, that's rejected. Apotropos. Rashi, in a number of places. Tosfos, in a number of places. And the Ran parts company with his Mesorah here. Usually the Ran is Spanish, right? Ramban, Rashi, Ritva, Ran. So the Ran's the Talmud of the Ritva, Talmud of the Rashba, Talmud of the Ramban. The Ran switches sides here. He goes over to Rashi and Tosfos. The Ran right here. Rashi, Tosfos, Ran, all over, say, Zechiyah mitam shlichus. Zechiyah and Shlichus are related mechanisms. Shlichus means I appoint you to do something for me. Zechiyah is somehow like that. The Tosfos of Rashi here says, it's as if you appointed him. Rashi says in Maseches Gittin that it's a Shlichus without a minui. You don't need an appointment here because it's so obvious that you'd want this. But you don't need to be the Shliach. But they're related. They're related principles. So one of the major problems according to that sheet is this Gemara. This Gemara sounds like it's all separate. But that's the sugya of Zechiyah mitam shlichus. The other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, and others, hold no. Zechiyah is la mitam shlichus. Two separate principles. There's Zechiyah and there's shlichus. The Kso says it's midin yad. Zechiyah is midin yad. It's an extension. You're an extension of me. You're not my shliach. It's like my yad. Just like my chatzer. Really, that is a huge sugya. Again, if we have more time, we discussed it. If you want to listen back to the Shir Miksubis Daf Yud Aleph, we spoke about Ger Katan. That's where, again, a lot of the Rishonim get into the act of Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus. But those are the three places to look if one wants to do more research. Ksubis Yud Aleph, right here, Kedushin Membeis, and Baba Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph. Those are the three places where it comes up. But this Gemara, Pashto says, Zechiyah is Lav Mitam Shlichus. And the other Rishonim, Rashi Tosfos Ran, have to work it out how to fit it in. Okay. Again, apologize, can't get into it more, but there's a lot to say. There's a lot more to say also. Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel. Again, I spent 3 months on this, 4 months on this when we gave Shira on it a few years ago. Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel. It's good to see that Shas is vast. And every daf in Shas is vast. Yisomim, we should say that by dafim in Erechin and Tzmura also. But we have to get there. Yisomim, Shebo Lachlok B'dich Se'avien. So it's what we said before. Orphans that are splitting up their father's property. Bezdin Amidin Lan Apotropis. Bezdin appoints for them an Apotropis, a guardian. Uborin Lam Chelek Yafa. And they find a nice portion, they get a nice portion for the Yisomim. Vim higdilu yicholim limchos. But once the Yisomim get old enough, they could protest the splitting up, and they could retract it. Rav Nachman di Dei Amar, Rav Nachman himself says no. Im higdilu einam yicholim limchos. No, they can't protest. Why? To im kain makloch bezin yafa. What was the whole power of the bezin appointing the apple chop is if the Yisomim, when they get older, could retract on the whole thing? So you have to give the apotropis teeth, you have to give him koach, and therefore there can be no retraction on the splitting up. Tosfos here quotes three machloksim, the bottom Tosfos, about the splitting up of an apotropis. Number one, Tosfos says, does an apotropis, could he use his own seichel to split it up, or does he have to split it up amongst the Yisomim with a goral, with a lottery? Machlokas Rishonim. Number two, do you have to get it estimated exactly how much everything is worth in Bezdin, or can you do it himself? Estimation. Number two. Number three, could you do good or all good? Meaning, could they go, you take this book and I'll take that book, and you take this chair and we'll take that table? Could they just like substitute, or they have to like analyze exactly what everything is worth and split it up exactly equal? Machlokas. Three machlokas in a bet. About. So the Yachronim say these three deos are all about what we alluded to before. How much is an apotropis a real stand-in for the people themselves? If they're a stand-in, there's much more flexibility. You don't have to go to Beis Din. The people themselves wouldn't have to go to Beis Din. So you estimate it yourself. You could do substitution, whatever you want. Right? That's if you're a real stand-in. If you're a guardian. If you're an agent, you're a real separate entity. You're working for them, but you're a separate entity, and therefore you might have to go through Beis Din and have more limited power. But again, that's an important tosis. Back to the Gemara. So what did Rav Nachman say? Rav Nachman says it must be they can't retract because what they wouldn't have teeth then. Makloch bezin yafa. So the Gemara says immediately the Rav Nachman him came makloch bezin yafa. Does Rav Nachman really have such a svara? Vatnan. We had a Mishnah backing Subis. Shum hadayanim. Let's say Beis Din is somebody comes to Beis Din and says Reuven owes me $1 million and he's not around. So Beis Din says, okay, let's go sell some of his property. So Beis Din goes down to mortgage off some of the borrower's property. So Shum Adayanim, Beis Din makes an estimation of how much it's worth. Let's say Beis Din messed up. They made a mistake in the sale. They either sold it for more or less a sixth of the price. Mechron Batel. The sale is invalid. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Mechron Kayim. No, it does work. Im Kain, Makoch Beis Din Yafa. You have to give Beis Din some more flexibility, even if they make a mistake. Amar Rav Huna Bar Chinna, Amar Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman Basan of Tanakamos. He's here. Rav Nachman does not hold to the principle of Makoch Beis Din Yafa. So what's the difference? Look at Lokash. The Gemara answers, no obvious difference. Hadato Adloto. It depends if Beis Din made a mistake or not. If Beis Din makes a mistake, then you don't say they have authority and power. If they don't make a mistake, then you do. So Gemara says, Idloto, Mayucholom Limchos. If they didn't make a mistake, so what's the whole issue of the Yisomim coming and complaining about it? They didn't make a mistake. No, Yicholim Limchos Beruchos. They still might come complain to say, I want it on the east side of town, not on the west side of town. I have my other properties on the east side of town, so I don't want to have to schlep here to there. So that they still could complain, but in the case where they complain, but there was no mistake made, that's where Rav Nachman holds that Imkein Makoch Beis Din Yafa, and Beis Din's power is total. Weiter. Amar Rav Nachman. Ha'achin Shechilku Harein Kelekuchos. Let's see, brothers splitting up property. They have the same halacha as buyers in terms of mistakes made. What is that? The following. The rules of Ona'a. Ona'a, right, in the Torah, the rules of ripping people off. Not that it's a good thing, but the Aveira of ripping people off. When do we say the transaction is valid? When do we say it's not valid? So the laws are Pachos Mishtos. If somebody gets ripped off, less than 1/6 mistake, nikne mekach. Then we say forget it. It stays. People are mochel on less than 1/6. It was asur. The Ramban says it's beferish. It was asur del raisa. There's an isur or not even less than 1/6. But just people are mochel and therefore the sale stays. Yes, or ashtus, if the mistake was greater than 1/6, batel mekach, then the whole thing falls apart. The whole thing falls apart and there was no transaction. Shtus, exactly 1/6, kana, the transaction stays, umachzer ona, and you have to return the amount that was paid above. So those are the three levels of ona'a, and Rav Nachman says the same thing has to do with brothers. So there's a major machlokas here, the girsa of our Gemara. We're going to go with Rashi's girsa. Know that Tosfos has a totally different girsa and therefore has different rules of ona'a. But we're going to go with Rashi. See, the Bach here changes the girsas. Amarava, we'll go with our girsa. Hada amar pachas bishos nikne mekach. That which we said, that if it's less than 1/6, the whole thing stands. Lo amar elo delo shav yeshliach. That's only if the buyer and seller did not appoint a shliach. If they themselves did it, if the buyer and seller did it, so then we say less than a sixth they're mochel. Avashavi shliach. But if I make a shliach and then he gets ripped off, that even less than a sixth I could say, I could complain. I sent you to help me out. I didn't send you to mess me up. And even less than a sixth, if you used a shliach, you could say the whole transaction is null and void. And also that which we said, that if it's more than a sixth, the whole thing falls apart. That's only if they didn't do it in front of three people and said, you have the status of the bezdin to us, and you help us estimate it. That's when, if they didn't do that, so then more than a sixth goes back. But if they took three people, and they said, you have the status of the bezdin to us, and those three people helped them sell it, and there was more than a sixth mistake, tough luck, it works. Because what did we just say before? Bezdin's powers, even if they make some mistakes, it's none. That was the Tanakama. Right, because what we said before, and finally the last statement, that which we said exactly a sixth is works, but you have to return the extra money. That's only by movable items. But when it comes to karka, the rule is there is no ona when it comes to karka, period. We'll talk about more about that in a minute. Let's just finish. But even by karka, when do we say that there's no ona? Only if there's a mistake in estimation. But if there was a mistake in just measuring how big the land is with a rope, low, then that kind of mistake is an obvious mistake and it goes back. Kid the Rabba, like Rabba says. The Amarabba Rabba says, called over Shabimida, Shabimishka, Shabiminyan, anything that has to do with measuring or weighing or counting, Afilu, Pachos, Michdeona, Namichoser. Then it retracts because that's such an obvious mistake. That's not an estimation mistake. People are not mochel for that kind of mistake. Again, major machlokas in the Rishonim here, how to understand Ein Ona'a Lekarkos. According to our Girsa, which is Shitas Rashi, the only difference between Karka and Metaltalin is at the Shtus level. What's the difference? By Metaltalin, if it's exactly Shtus, you have to return the money. By Karka, exactly Shtus, you don't have to return the money. That's it. That's our Girsa here, which is a very tiny little difference between Karka and Metaltalin. Other Rishonim say that no. By Karka, Bali Tosva say, by Karka even more than a sixth, Ein Ona'a Lekarkos. Up until 100%, Rabbi Tam says, more than 100% ripoff, you know, then even that goes back. But up until 100%, it is something that we say applies even to Karka.
Are we talking about someone actually trying to rip somebody off, or like an honest mistake?
Even if it's an honest mistake. If somebody tries, that's for sure. It's always usser. The question is, even if it's an honest mistake, but the other guy doesn't want to retract. If you want to give it back, fine. But if person, we're assuming, are people mochel? What are people mochel on? Go a second. But then you have the sheet of the Rambam. You have Rashi, you have Tosfos, and the Rambam. The Rambam says, Ein Ona'a Lekarkos, period. He does not have any limitations. It sounds like for the Rambam, even if you get ripped off 400%, right? Ein Ona'a Lekarkos. The question is why? What's Ein Ona'a Lekarkos? What's the Sara? What's the Sara? So what is Karka? He's still ripping him off. So there's a line quoted in the Nemukah Yosef in Baba Kama, which they quote for the Rambam. The Nemukah Yosef says, Karka Shove Kol Kesef. Land, you can't really put a price tag on karka, on real estate. Real estate is basically whatever somebody's going to pay for it. If something is in a specific area, if something is in a specific, has a specific reason to buy this, then you can't say you're overcharging, you're undercharging. If you have a watch, okay, you could overcharge. What's everybody else charging for this watch? And it's overcharging. But when it comes to karka, karka's not movable. Karka, there's so many other factors when it comes to real estate. Right, so you could have five different communities and five different, you know, prices at the same house.
The buyer didn't do his homework.
What?
The buyer didn't do his homework.
Whatever it is, but again, this is how much it's worth, and therefore you can't put a price. That's why Ein Ona'a Lekarkos, because there is no maybe specific amount that a piece of a house or a property should be worth. Again, that could be the shita of the Rambam. Okay, and as we look around the markets today, you know, we all could realize, you know, Ein Ona'a Lekarkos. Right, but again, as we have to remember, as so last week, the Ebenezer writes, "Kol akon in parshas Vayishlach, kol akon a chelik be'eretz Yisrael, kol a chelik ba'olam haba." That's what the Ebenezer writes in parshas Vayishlach. Right, when Yaakov comes back, Vayikin eschelkas hasada. First thing he did back when he came back to Eretz Yisrael is to buy a piece of property. Right, kol akon a chelik be'eretz Yisrael, kol a chelik ba'olam haba. Baruch Hashem. What? What's mea kasita? Okay, v'hadetzan. Okay, we have about 3 hours left of the shiur, and we have about 5 minutes to do it in. Okay, v'haditznan. Maybe at least we'll just read it today. V'haditznan. The Mishnah says in Baba Kama, Hashlech has a very biachar shad v'katan. If I send eish, let's say I give a match to a katan, my 6-year-old child, or a cheresh reshota, and then he takes that and lights somebody's stuff on fire. So pater midini adam, chayav dina shemayim. I'm pater midini adam. Hashem's going to hold me responsible. But what do you mean? Shiach biat pikeach pikeach chayav. But if I send the match in the hand of a responsible person, then that person is chayav for the damage. So what do you mean? Va'my name is shluch shalom kamosa. What do you mean? Why don't we say shlichus? If I sent him, if shlichus is so strong, if I sent him, so why don't I say that I'm going to be responsible? That's how the Tosas really interprets the question. Or Rashi says, at least it should be ka'osa me'elav. Nobody's responsible. He's a shliach, but you didn't do it. Right? So Rashi says, ain't shliach chashuv, I'm sorry. That was the answer. I got ahead of myself. The question according to Rashi is also the Mishaleh should be chayav, like the Tosas Rid. Yischayev Sholcho answers the Gemara Shani Hasam the Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira. No, huge principle. There's no shlichas for an aveira. If you tell somebody to do an aveira, the Mishaleh, the center, is not responsible. The person himself is responsible. Why? So here the Gemara has another line. Not everywhere does the Gemara have this line. The Amrinon Divrei Harava Divrei Atama Divrei Mishomen. Because the Mishaleh, the sender, says, what are you listening to me for? Hashem tells you not to. I tell you to. Who do you listen to? The Rebbe or the Talmud? Listen to the Rebbe. Your fault. Right? So you shouldn't have listened to me. Ein shliach l'dvar aveira. So here, Rashi says, it's as if it was done by itself. As if it's done by itself. The Tosfos Rid, though, says that the shliach is chayiv. Shliach is chayiv.
See, we're talking about a someone who can't be a shliach.
No, but the Seifa. The second half says if you send it beyad pikeach, which is a regular, healthy person, he's going to be chayiv. So this is the huge sugya of Ein Shliach L'dvar Aveira, which we're going to... Let's do a little bit more. You know, or should we say the Tosfos Rid? Let's do a little bit more. V'hatanya, v'hatanya, Shliach... One second. Shliach shlo asa shlichuso shliach mo'al. We have a... There's an Issa Daraisa Mi'ila, right? Taking benefit from the Beis HaMikdash. So the halacha is, if I have money that I forgot was hekdash, and I gave it to a shliach to go buy me a piece of challah, got me some challah, and he goes and buys the challah. So who gets the aveira of Mi'ila? So says the Mishnah, the Mishnah in Mi'ila. A shliach that did not follow orders, then instead of buying me challah, he bought me wine, then the shlichus is broken and the shliach violates. But us a shlichus, a balabai small. But if he did what he was supposed to do, then I violate Mi'ila. So kiyasa shlichus at the balabai is balabai mi'amal. So what does it say by Mi'ila? That the mishaleach is mal. So what do you mean? On my name, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. When he's applied the principle that even if he does what he's supposed to do, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira answers the Gemara, no, Shaini Mi'ila. The Alpha Chet Chet Mitruma. Mi'ila is one of the three, as we'll see, exceptions, where we say Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. You learn it from Truma. Truma Mashvi Shliach, Afbilanami Mashvi Shliach. Also Mi'ila. V'Neilach Bina. So why don't you learn from Mi'ila to elsewhere? Mishudavi Mi'ila V'Shlichos Yad Shteksuvin Abanka Echad. No, Mi'ila and Shlichos Yad, where you use an object that you are supposed to be watching, there also we say Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Those are two psukim that are Banka Echad. Tell me the same thing. V'Chol Shteksuvin Abanka Echad. Ein Malamdin. And two psukim that are coming to tell me the same thing, you can't learn outside of those two psukim. Right? So we have Me'ila, we have Shlichus Yad, and where is the makar for Shlichus Yad? That we'll have to get into tomorrow. Just one other point, the Tosas Rid here discusses, why can't I make a shliach for somebody to put on tefillin for me? I'm tired today. Somebody else put on tefillin. Sit in the sukkah, I'm cold. So sit in the sukkah for me. Why? Shlichus? Isn't Shlichus an amazing principle? So the Tosas Rid says, no, there's a difference. Those are mitzvah shebagufo. Mitzvah that you have to do yourself, that you have a chiyuv to do, then you say, there's no transferring. Then we say, you have to do it yourself. Gittin, kiddushin, hafrashas truma, that's not a mitzvah shebagufo, that you can make a shliach. That's the Tosas Rid. Says the Ksos, according to the Tosas Rid, but what do you mean? We need a makar for ein shliach l'dvar aveira. But what do you mean? Isn't that an aveira shebagufo? What do you need a makar for? He says, Vakashali, Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira. If the Pasuk wouldn't have revealed, I would have thought that Yesh Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira. Aren't Averis, Averis Shebagufo? See, he just gives a little different shot to the Tefillin Sukkah issue. You only say Shlichus where there's an action that has to be done. Then you can make a Shliach on that. But if there's a state that a person has to be in, so then you can't make a Shliach for that. You have to be wearing Tefillin. You have to be sitting in a sukkah. It's not just that you have to put on tefillin. You have to be wearing tefillin. So any times that you need a, not just a midi da'asiyah, but a midi da'memela to happen to you, you can't make a shliach on that. So that's what he just modifies what the Tosas Rid says, and the Ksos in the beginning of Hilchos Shluchim, Kuf Pei Beis, just modifies it a little bit. Okay, that's Mitzvah Shebegufo. There's a lot more, but Bezer tomorrow we'll start with the discussion of Shlichus Dvar Avera, and we'll get into other Inyonim as well, Shlich Masa Eid, Shuas Hesus, a lot of other stuff. Okay, and tonight's Parsha Shir, 8:45, here in the house, and it'll be on yutorah.org. As of tonight, hopefully, and I hope the daf is everything's going well. If you missed it a few days ago, we're still on. If you missed it a few days ago, daf lamites in Kiddushin was the halfway point through Shas. So anybody who's been going strong, we're in the second half now. Okay.